This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is billing the coronavirus fight as a war, as his administration and Congress race to boost the nation's ability to confront a growing pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Calling himself a wartime president, he's invoking emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing more critical supplies, like masks and ventilators, and is also moving to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
Mitch McConnell's Senate sending him a bill that, among other things, would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus, while working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
In the meantime, the pandemic continues battering the economy. The Dow sank again and has now lost nearly all its gains since the president's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a second coronavirus response bill, sending it to the U.S. president to enact with his signature. The vote was a lopsided 90-8, despite worries by many Republicans about a temporary new employer mandate to provide sick leave to workers who get COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Just how long it will take to get through these steps is unclear, but as everyone knows, we are moving rapidly because the situation demands it.
The measure is also aimed at making diagnostic tests for the virus free. And meanwhile, the administration pushed forward its broad economic rescue plan, which proposes $500 billion in checks to millions of Americans, with the first checks to come out April 6th if Congress approves the plan. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Canada now have agreed to temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel due to the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
After President Trump tweeted about it in the morning, he spoke about the new restrictions at a White House news conference.
It's non-essential crossings. It won't affect trade at all. It was just something we thought would be good for both countries.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Essential travel will continue. Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
Canada relies on the U.S. for 75% of its exports. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is warning of bank scams connected to the coronavirus outbreak. APZ Donahue.
One scam is a claim banks are limiting access to customers' money. The FDIC says there's been an uptick in calls, text messages, letters, and emails from scammers pretending to be FDIC employees, using names of people who actually work at the FDIC. They say there are security issues with bank deposits. The FDIC says they're out to get bank accounts and other personal information. No depositor has lost money since the FDIC was created in 1933. Because of the coronavirus, many banks have shortened branch hours or are pushing customers to use online banking. I'm Ed Donahue.
Volvo has announced a recall of hundreds of thousands of vehicles because the automatic braking systems are not working properly. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The recall affects newly built S60, V60, S90L, and V90 models. The company says there's a software-hardware incompatibility glitch that can block the automatic emergency braking system from detecting obstacles, failing to stop the vehicles, and increasing the risk of a crash. Volvo says the forward collision warning systems work as designed in the 2019 and 2020 models, but there's a risk in certain environments and temperatures that the automatic brakes won't deploy. No accidents have been linked to this problem. Volvo will update the software for free. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The number of coronavirus cases in Germany has climbed to more than 2,800, or roughly a third, in a single day. That's according to Public Institute RKI. On Thursday, the total increased to 10,999 cases, while 20 patients died, according to the Public Institute. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.